This is why the Ethiopian Bible got banned. 1. Ethiopian Bible's unique content. The Ethiopian Bible is one of the most fascinating religious artifacts in the world. Its uniqueness lies not only in its antiquity, but also in its content, which differs significantly from the standard Christian Bibles used today, such as the King James Bible. While the King James Bible contains 66 books, the Ethiopian Bible contains 88 books, making it one of the most extensive Bibles ever compiled. This significant difference in content raises questions about what these extra books are, why they were included in the Ethiopian canon, and why they were excluded from other Christian Bibles. The Ethiopian Bible includes books from both the Old and New Testaments, as well as additional texts that are not found in the King James Bible or most other versions of the Bible. These additional books are known as pseudepigrapha, which are texts whose authorship is falsely attributed. These works claim to have been written by important biblical figures, but were actually penned by unknown authors long after the events they describe. The term pseudepigrapha comes from the Greek words pseudo, meaning false, and epigraphin, meaning to inscribe or write. One of the key reasons why the Ethiopian Bible was banned or rejected by mainstream Christianity is precisely because of the inclusion of these pseudepigrapha. In early Christianity, there was much debate over which books should be considered authoritative and included in the Bible. During this process, many books were rejected because they were thought to be inauthentic or to contain teachings that contradicted the core doctrines of the faith. The pseudepigrapha in the Ethiopian Bible were among those books that were rejected by other Christian traditions. Among the additional books found in the Ethiopian Bible are texts that are widely considered to be apocryphal or non-canonical by most Christian denominations. These include the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jubilees, and the Shepherd of Hermas, among others. The Book of Enoch, in particular, is one of the most controversial books included in the Ethiopian Bible. It contains visions and prophecies about the end times, the coming of the Messiah, and the fall of the angels, which some early Christian leaders found troubling or heretical. The Book of Jubilees, another book found in the Ethiopian Bible but not in other Christian Bibles, presents an alternative retelling of the events of Genesis and Exodus. It divides history into a series of jubilees or periods of 49 years, offering a unique perspective on the biblical narrative. The Shepherd of Hermas is an early Christian text that contains allegorical visions and teachings about repentance in the church. It was highly regarded by some early Christians, but was ultimately excluded from the canon by most traditions. The inclusion of these additional books in the Ethiopian Bible reflects the distinct theological and cultural traditions of Ethiopian Christianity. Unlike many other Christian nations, Ethiopia developed its Christian tradition relatively independently of the Roman and Byzantine empires, which played a dominant role in shaping the development of Christianity in Europe and the Mediterranean world. As a result, the Ethiopian Bible preserves a version of Christianity that is more closely connected to the early Jewish and Christian traditions of the ancient Near East. This connection is evident in the fact that the Ethiopian Bible contains texts that are considered part of the Old Testament by Ethiopian Christians, but are not included in the Old Testament of most other Christian Bibles. These texts reflect a more ancient and diverse understanding of the biblical tradition, one that was shaped by the unique historical and cultural experiences of the Ethiopian people. The exclusion of these additional books from the standard Christian canon can be seen as part of a broader process of centralization and standardization that took place in the early centuries of Christianity. As the Christian church grew and became more institutionalized, there was a need to establish a fixed canon of scripture that could serve as the foundation for Christian teaching and practice. This process involved the rejection of many books that were considered heretical or inauthentic, including many of the pseudepigrapha found in the Ethiopian Bible. 2. Historical Christianity in Ethiopia. Christianity in Ethiopia has a long and rich history that dates back to the 4th century AD. Ethiopia is one of the oldest Christian nations in the world, and its Christian tradition is deeply rooted in the ancient Near Eastern world. The Ethiopian Orthodox Church, also known as the Tewahedo Church, is one of the oldest organized Christian bodies in the world, predating the establishment of the Catholic Church in Rome. The introduction of Christianity to Ethiopia is traditionally associated with the conversion of the Ethiopian King Azana in the 4th century AD. According to tradition, King Ezana was converted to Christianity by a Syrian monk named Frumentius, who later became the first bishop of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. King Ezana's conversion marked the beginning of a long and enduring Christian tradition in Ethiopia, which has persisted to the present day. One of the unique aspects of Ethiopian Christianity is its close connection to the ancient Jewish tradition. Ethiopia has a long history of contact with the Jewish people, dating back to the time of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. According to Ethiopian tradition, the Queen of Sheba visited King Solomon in Jerusalem and had a son by him named Menelik, who became the first emperor of Ethiopia. This tradition is recorded in the Kebra Nagas, a medieval Ethiopian text that is considered one of the most important works of Ethiopian literature. Ethiopia's connection to the Jewish tradition is also reflected in the Ethiopian Bible, which includes many books that are not found in other Christian Bibles, but are closely related to Jewish apocryphal and pseudepigraphal literature. For example, the Ethiopian Bible includes the Book of Enoch, which is an important text in Jewish apocalyptic literature. The Book of Enoch contains visions and prophecies about the end times, the coming of the Messiah, and the fall of the angels, which are themes that are also found in the Jewish apocalyptic tradition. Ethiopian Christianity also has a strong monastic tradition, which has played a central role in the development of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. Monasteries in Ethiopia have historically been centers of learning and spiritual devotion, and they have played a key role in preserving and transmitting the Ethiopian Christian tradition. Many of the oldest manuscripts of the Ethiopian Bible were preserved in monasteries, and the monasteries continue to play an important role in the religious life of the Ethiopian people. The Ethiopian Orthodox Church is known for its distinctive liturgical and theological traditions, which have been shaped by Ethiopia's unique history and cultural heritage. The church uses the ancient Ge'ez language in its liturgy, and its theological teachings are rooted in the early Christian tradition of the Eastern Orthodox Church. However, the Ethiopian Orthodox Church also has its own unique theological traditions, which reflect its long history of contact with the Jewish and early Christian traditions of the ancient Near East. Ethiopia's Christian tradition has also been shaped by its long history of interaction with other Christian nations, particularly Egypt. The Ethiopian Orthodox Church has historically been closely connected to the Coptic Orthodox Church of Egypt, and for many centuries the head of the Ethiopian Church was appointed by the Coptic Patriarch of Alexandria. This close connection to Egypt has helped to preserve the ancient Christian traditions of Ethiopia, even as other Christian nations in Europe and the Mediterranean world underwent significant changes. Despite its long and rich history, Ethiopian Christianity has often been overlooked or marginalized by other Christian traditions. This is partly due to Ethiopia's geographical isolation from the centers of Christian power in Europe and the Mediterranean world, but it is also due to theological and political differences. The Ethiopian Orthodox Church has historically maintained a distinct theological tradition that differs from the doctrines of the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church, which has led to its marginalization in the broader Christian world. Third Council Decisions and Bible Formation. The formation of the Bible as we know it today was a complex and contentious process that took place over several centuries. During the early Christian period, there was no fixed canon of Scripture, and many different books were considered authoritative by different Christian communities. This situation led to confusion and controversy, as different groups of Christians used different texts to support their beliefs and practices. To address this problem, early Christian leaders convened a series of councils to decide which books should be included in the Bible and which should be excluded. One of the most important of these councils was the Council of Nicaea, which was convened by the Roman Emperor Constantine in 325 AD. The Council of Nicaea is best known for its role in defining the doctrine of the Trinity, but it also played a key role in shaping the canon of the Bible. At the Council of Nicaea and subsequent councils, Christian leaders debated which books should be included in the Bible. One of the key criteria for inclusion was apostolic authorship, meaning that the book had to have been written by one of Jesus' apostles or by someone closely associated with them. This criterion led to the exclusion of many books that were considered pseudepigrapha, including many of the additional books found in the Ethiopian Bible. Another key criterion for inclusion in the Bible was that the book had to be consistent with the teachings of the rest of the Bible. Books that contained teachings that were seen as heretical or contradictory to the core doctrines of the Christian faith were excluded from the canon. This criterion also led to the exclusion of many of the additional books found in the Ethiopian Bible, which were seen as containing teachings that were inconsistent with the rest of the Bible. The process of forming the Bible was not completed in a single council or even in a single century. It was a long and complex process that took place over several centuries, with different Christian communities adopting different canons of Scripture. For example, the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church each have their own distinct canons of Scripture, which differ from the canon used by Protestant Christians. The King James Bible, which was first published in 1611, played a key role in standardizing the canon of Scripture for English-speaking Christians. The King James Bible was the result of a project commissioned by King James I of England to produce a new translation of the Bible that would be acceptable to both the Anglican Church and the Puritans. The translators of the King James Bible used a variety of sources, including the Latin Vulgate and earlier English translations, to produce a Bible that was both accurate and accessible to English-speaking Christians. The King James Bible included 66 books, which became the standard canon for most Protestant Christians. However, the King James Bible did not include the additional books found in the Ethiopian Bible, which were considered pseudepigrapha and were excluded from the canon by the early Christian councils. The exclusion of these books from the King James Bible and other Christian Bibles has contributed to the marginalization of the Ethiopian Bible in the broader Christian world. 4. Broader versus narrow canon. The Ethiopian Bible is unique in that it has two distinct canons, the broader canon and the narrow canon. The broader canon contains 81 books, while the narrow canon contains 72 books. The broader canon is the older and more extensive of the two, and it includes many of the additional books that are not found in other Christian Bibles, such as the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jubilees, and the Shepherd of Hermas. The narrow canon was established by Emperor Haile Selassie in the early 20th century. Emperor Haile Selassie was a devout Christian and a strong supporter of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, and he sought to create a more standardized version of the Ethiopian Bible that could be used by all Ethiopian Christians. The narrow canon contains 72 books, which are considered the core scriptures of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. While the narrow canon is more streamlined than the broader canon, it still contains many of the additional books that are not found in other Christian Bibles. The broader canon, on the other hand, contains 81 books and includes a wider range of texts, many of which are considered pseudepigrapha by other Christian traditions. The broader canon is more closely connected to the ancient Jewish and early Christian traditions of the Near East, and it reflects the diverse religious and cultural influences that have shaped Ethiopian Christianity over the centuries. One of the reasons why the Ethiopian Bible has been marginalized or banned by other Christian traditions is because of the existence of these two canons. The fact that the Ethiopian Orthodox Church has two different versions of the Bible has led to confusion and controversy, both within Ethiopia and in the broader Christian world. Some critics have argued that the existence of two canons undermines the authority of the Ethiopian Bible, while others have pointed to the broader canon as evidence of the diversity and richness of the Ethiopian Christian tradition. The broader canon has not been reprinted since the early 20th century, which has added to its mysterious and elusive nature. Many of the manuscripts of the broader canon are housed in Ethiopian monasteries and have not been widely circulated outside of Ethiopia. This has contributed to the relative obscurity of the broader canon, even within Ethiopia itself. Despite these challenges, the broader canon of the Ethiopian Bible remains an important part of the Ethiopian Christian tradition. It offers a window into a more ancient and diverse understanding of the biblical tradition, one that is shaped by the unique historical and cultural experiences of the Ethiopian people. The broader canon also reflects the deep connection between Ethiopian Christianity and the ancient Jewish and early Christian traditions of the Near East, which have been preserved and transmitted through the Ethiopian Orthodox Church for centuries. 5. Obscurity and survival. The Ethiopian Bible has remained relatively obscure outside of Ethiopia, despite its rich history and unique content. One of the key reasons for its obscurity is the fact that it is written in Ge'ez, an ancient Ethiopian language that is no longer widely spoken. The use of Ge'ez in the Ethiopian Bible has made it difficult for non-Ethiopians to access and understand the text, as there are relatively few translations of the Ethiopian Bible into other languages. In addition to the language barrier, the Ethiopian Bible has also been marginalized by political and religious forces that have favored other versions of the Bible. During the early centuries of Christianity, the Roman Empire played a dominant role in shaping the development of the Christian canon, and the Ethiopian Bible was not included in the canon that was adopted by the Roman and Byzantine churches. This exclusion has contributed to the relative obscurity of the Ethiopian Bible in the broader Christian world. Despite these challenges, the Ethiopian Bible has survived for centuries, even in the face of invasions, wars, and other threats. Ethiopia has a long history of resisting foreign invasions, and its Christian tradition has survived despite numerous attempts to suppress or destroy it. One of the most significant threats to the Ethiopian Bible occurred in the 1930s, when the Italian army invaded Ethiopia and burned many of its churches and monasteries. Despite this destruction, the Ethiopian Bible survived, thanks to the efforts of Ethiopian monks and priests who preserved the manuscripts in remote monasteries and hidden locations. The survival of the Ethiopian Bible is a testament to the resilience and determination of the Ethiopian Christian community. It has withstood centuries of challenges and has remained a vital part of Ethiopian religious and cultural life. In recent years, there has been a renewed interest in the Ethiopian Bible, both within Ethiopia and in the broader Christian world. Scholars and theologians have begun to study the Ethiopian Bible more closely, and efforts are being made to translate the text into more languages and make it more accessible to a wider audience. The Ethiopian Bible's survival also adds to its mystique and allure. The fact that it has remained hidden and relatively unknown for so long has only increased its appeal to those who are interested in the mysteries of the Bible and the history of early Christianity. Its unique content, its connection to ancient Jewish and Christian traditions, and its resilience in the face of adversity all contribute to its status as one of the most fascinating and enigmatic religious texts in the world. In conclusion, the Ethiopian Bible was banned or excluded from mainstream Christianity for a variety of reasons, including its inclusion of pseudepigrapha, its distinct theological traditions, and the political forces that shaped the development of the Christian canon. However, despite its marginalization, the Ethiopian Bible has survived for centuries and remains an important part of the Ethiopian Christian tradition. Its unique content, its deep connection to ancient Jewish and Christian traditions, and its resilience in the face of adversity all make it a valuable and fascinating religious text, one that deserves to be more widely known and studied in the broader Christian world.